ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। डेट इज 27 जनवरी 2023। एसेंस इज स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, इन ऑर्डर टू मेक योर इंटेलेक्ट्स डिवाइन, अंडरस्टैंड वेरी क्लियरली द थिंग्स दैट द फादर एक्सप्लेन्स। फर्स्ट एम्बाइब दीज योर सेल्व्स एंड देन इंस्पायर अदर्स टू डू द सेम। क्वेश्चन: Which very deep and entertaining aspect should you understand very clearly? Answer: How the incorporeal father becomes everyone's mother and father, and the method he uses to create the world is a very deep and entertaining aspect. The incorporeal father cannot create the world without a mother. How he adopts a body by entering it, how he adopts you children through that one's mouth, how Brahma is the father and also a mother, are all aspects that you have to very clearly understand and remember and keep in your consciousness. Song: You are the mother and the father. Om Shanti. Of those you call mother and father, it is surely the father who gives instructions. This mother and father are combined. It is very difficult for human beings to understand this. Nevertheless, this is the main aspect to understand. The incorporeal supreme father, the supreme soul, who is called the father, is also called the mother. This is a wonderful aspect. When the supreme father, the supreme soul, creates the human world, a mother is definitely needed. This aspect is so deep that it does not enter anyone's intellect. He is the father of all, and so a mother is definitely needed. That father is incorporeal, so whom should he adopt to be the mother? He doesn't marry anyone. All of these aspects are extremely deep and entertaining. New ones cannot understand these things, and even though older ones do understand, they find it difficult to keep them in their consciousness. Only the children would remain in the consciousness of the mother and father. In Bharat, they address Lakshmi and Narayan as the mother and the father. They even go in front of the Radhe and Krishna idols and call them the mother and the father. Now, they are a prince and princess. Even a senseless person would not call them mother and father. People have just formed the habit of saying this. However, this aspect is totally unique. Only the children of Lakshmi and Narayan would call them mother and father. People think that those who have a lot of wealth and live in mansions and palaces are in heaven. Their children would say that their parents have a lot of happiness. They must surely have performed good deeds in their previous birth. Acha, when people sing, "You are the mother and father," it is to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the One Creator, that they sing this. He is the incorporeal and we are His children. We souls are also incorporeal. So, then how does the incorporeal one create the world? The world cannot be created without a mother. It is a wonder how the world is created. The wonder is that the Supreme Father is the creator of the new world. He comes into the old world to create the new world. But how does he create it? This is a very deep aspect. The incorporeal one is the one whom we call the mother and father. The father explains, "I adopt you children." It is not a question of children emerging from a womb. How could so many children emerge in that way? Therefore, he says, "I adopt this body and then adopt your children through this one's mouth." This Brahma is the father, the creator of the human world, and he is also the mother through whose mouth I adopt your children. It is only the father's task to adopt children in this way. Sannyasis cannot do this. They have seekers, followers, and disciples. Here, it is an aspect of creation. Baba enters this one, and so it is the mouth-born creation who say, "You are the mother and father." Therefore, this one is proved to be the mother. The father enters this one and creates you. This old man is the father of humanity, and so the mother also has to be elderly. It is an elderly one that is needed. You children now have to remember the mother and father. This one doesn't have any property. You become heirs. That is why this one is called Bapdada. You do not claim property from Prajapita Brahma. This Dada, Brahma, also claims it from that one. This one is called Dada as well as the mother. Otherwise, how could the mother and father be proved? How can there be children without mother and father? This is something very deep and worth understanding and remembering. Baba, you are the father. We have taken birth through this mother. We also definitely remember the inheritance. You have to remember that father. By having this knowledge, you are able to understand how the father enters this impure world. He says, "The one whom I enter is also my son. He is your father and also your mother." And so you become the children. You receive the inheritance by remembering the father. You would not receive the inheritance by remembering the mother. You have to remember that father constantly and forget this body. These aspects of knowledge have to be understood. The father comes into the old world and creates the new world. He destroys the old one. Otherwise, who else would do that? It is remembered that destruction of the old world took place through Shankar. This too is fixed in the drama, which is why it is remembered. You children understand that a new kingdom is being created for you. Full preparations for destructions have been made. There are so many of you and you are all claiming the kingdom. It is not that you have just accepted this with blind faith. Someone said that Rama Sita was abducted. People say, true. If you don't understand something, you should ask and try to understand it. Otherwise, you would just remain senseless. You receive temporary happiness on the path of devotion. You receive the temporary fruit in that same birth or in the next birth for what you have done. When people go on a pilgrimage, they remain pure for that short time. They do not commit any sins. They also give donations and perform charity. That is called happiness, like the droppings of a crow. Only you children can understand this, because you have changed from monkeys into being worthy of living in a temple. In the golden age, you used to have divine intellects, because that was the kingdom of divine gods and goddesses. There were palaces of gold. Now there is nothing but stone. Who changes your divine intellects into stone intellects? Ravan, the form of the five vices. Only when everyone's intellect has become stone does the Father make your intellects divine. The knowledge of the seed and the tree is explained and understood easily. He explains the rest in detail and will continue to do so. In a nutshell, he says, remember the Father, the one from whom you receive your inheritance. It is not necessary to remember the mother. The Father says, children, remember me. Surely, children, you must have taken birth through a mother. You took birth in order to claim your inheritance from the Father. Put aside this mother and put aside all bodily beings, because you have to claim your inheritance from the Father. You children now understand that as well as being children of physical parents, you souls are also children of the spiritual Father. That unlimited Father creates the new world. Bharat was heaven. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven. They are not that now. The unlimited Father explains that you have been receiving limited inheritances every birth because there are only limited inheritances in hell. In heaven, an inheritance will not be called limited. Those inheritances are unlimited because you become masters of the unlimited, that is, of the entire world. There are no other religions there. Limited inheritances start in the Copper Age, whereas in the Golden Age, they are unlimited. There you enjoy the reward. There you have the unlimited kingdom. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. The subjects too would say that they are masters of the entire world. People at present do not say that they are masters of the entire world. Now, there are a lot of limitations. They say, you cannot enter our water. This is our land. There, even the subjects will say that they are masters of the entire world, that their empress and emperor, Lakshmi and Narayan, are also the masters of the world. We now understand that there will only be one kingdom there. That sovereignty is unlimited. It is not in anyone's intellect what Bharat was like previously. You children are now receiving instructions to take your inheritance from the unlimited Father. We are saying this, and we must therefore definitely be claiming it. The unlimited Father is the creator of heaven. Fortune for 21 generations has been remembered. Why is the word generations used? Because you only die when you are old there. There is no untimely death. Women never become widows there. There is no weeping or wailing there. Here, there is so much weeping and wailing. Even babies there don't cry. Here, they purposely make babies cry so that their lungs can expand. There is no such thing there. All of you children understand that we are claiming our inheritances from the unlimited Father, just as we did in the previous cycle. 84 births are now ending, and it is time to return. Your sins will only be absolved by constantly remembering the Father and the inheritance. The meaning of Manmana Bhava is so easy. Although that Gita is false, there are a few things in it that are true. Remember me, your Father. Shri Krishna doesn't say, remember me. You have to come to me. The Supreme Soul now tells you souls. All of you souls have to return like a swarm of mosquitoes. So, souls will definitely follow the Father, the Supreme Soul. Shri Krishna is a bodily being. He wouldn't say, remember me, the soul. His name is Krishna. No soul can say this because all souls are brothers. The Father says, I am incorporeal. My name is Shiva. How could Shri Krishna say this? He has a body. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. Shiv Baba says, you children didn't have bodies at first either. You souls were incorporeal and you then adopted bodies. You are now aware of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama. How, when, and why does the Father create the world? The world already existed, yet it is also remembered that a new world was made through Brahma. Therefore, he definitely made it out of the old world. It is also said that human beings were made into deities. The Father says, I change you from human beings into deities through this study. You were worthy of worship deities and you then became worshippers. People do not understand how 84 births are taken. Will everyone take 84 births? The population of the world continues to increase. So how could everyone take 84 births? Surely, those who come later in the cycle take fewer births. How could anyone take 84 births within 25 to 50 years? This is the discuss of self-realization. But they have portrayed this discuss of self-realization as a weapon. You souls are now aware of how you have gone through 84 births. The cycle is now coming to an end. The drama is about to repeat. The original eternal deity religion that disappeared is now needed again. Human beings say, O God, the Father, have mercy. The Father says, Acha, I liberate you from sorrow and make you happy. The Father's task is to make everyone happy. That is why I come every cycle and make Bharat like a diamond. I make you all very happy and send all the rest to the land of liberation. Devotees also want to meet God so that they can be happy. But sannyasis have already said that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. The other thing they say is that they do not want to return and act in this drama. They want eternal liberation. However, they cannot receive eternal liberation. This drama is predestined. You children now understand the history and geography of the entire world and how the cycle turns. This is also called the cycle of self-realization. They portray everyone's head being cut off by a discus, and they also show a play about the beheading of Kans. However, there is no such thing. Here, there is no violence. This is a study. You have to study and claim your inheritance from the Father. No one there murders his father in order to claim an inheritance. Those inheritances are limited, whereas here, the inheritance you claim from the unlimited Father are unlimited. They have mentioned so many things about wars, etc. in the Gita. There is nothing like that. In fact, the Pandavas do not fight anyone. It is through the power of yoga that you children claim your inheritance of the new world from the unlimited Father. There is no question of a war. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and Namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to claim your inheritance for 21 generations, constantly make effort to remember the Father and the inheritance. Do not remember any bodily beings. 2. Make your intellect continue to spin the discus of self-realization. We were worthy of worship and we then became worshippers. We have completed the cycle of 84 births and the drama is now about to repeat again. From being worshippers, we have to become worthy of worship. To have this awareness means to spin the discus of self-realization. Blessing, may you be a victorious jewel who enters the first division by taking a close seat through being equal. Because of the closeness of time, now make yourself equal to the Father. Become like the Father, that is, be close to Him in your thoughts, words, actions, sanskars and service. Experience the Father's company, cooperation and love in your every thought. Constantly experience the Father's company and feel your hand in His hand, and you will enter the first division. Have constant remembrance and total love for the One Father, and you will become a victorious jewel in the garland of victory. Even now, you still have a chance. The board of too late has not yet been put up. Slogan is, to be a bestower of happiness and do the service of liberating many souls from sorrow and peacelessness is to be a Sukhdev, a bestower of happiness. Acha, Om Shanti.